Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Nani.
We're, the topic's been socialized medicine or socialism generally, and that's because of an article that you had, Richie.
Millennials support socialism because they want to make America great, but for everyone.
Right. Where I am generous because I want you to pay for his medical.
Millennials are just owning the title is what's actually occurring.
The label of socialism, you mean?
Yeah, whereas everyone's else, like, these are my 18 socialist programs I want. I'm a conservative, though.
Right. Well, that happens, too, is that, there's plenty of socialist programs that conservatives will support, no doubt about it. Let's go to the AMP-only Discord lines. By the way, you can sound this good if you go to discord.freetalklive.com and sign up. It's Mortified Penguin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I hope I do sound good. I wanted to call about, well, I guess since you switched to healthcare, I'm going to have to call about healthcare. I think the idea that welfare programs and poor people ruin healthcare is kind of off base. The fact is that people have always basically gotten whatever healthcare that exists in their society by basically paying for it. And the way that it happened in the early part of the 20th century is that most working people belonged to organizations, and they were like lodge fraternal organizations. Yep. A huge number of people did belong to these organizations, and they one of their main things were to provide the early analogs of what we would call unemployment insurance, workers' comp, and health care, and they basically pooled their resources and did a cost sharing, and all the incentives were there. The doctors were working for the patients directly. That's not what we have now. The workers paid for it themselves and controlled it themselves instead of being supplied by the employer like we have now. And there was an incentive structure within the group to not have people, unnecessarily waste the resource.
Like
and
the doctor reports. Right. You would know. Yeah. So you got a lodge with 200 people in it. You know that it's Richie who's free riding here.
What? Me?
That's right. Richie, you get back to work. You know your hip isn't hurt. You fell 6 months ago. You get back and you get to work. Right. The social pressure's there. And at some point, the pool gets depleted by the free riders. Look, I was in, for those of you who don't know, sorry for the shock, I spent 8.5 years in prison in the state of Florida. Now, since I've been released by the Florida Supreme Court, but regardless, I was there, I got to see stuff. They've got, wait for it, socialized health care there. And what I saw on the regular every single day, because I worked by the medical building. I had to walk past the medical building in order to get to work. And there they were, the people that were just sitting there faking a cough so that they could avoid having, whatever crappy job they first get when they get into prison. So
I would probably do that if I were in prison, too.
Well, I'm just saying, lots of people did.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's less of a, because you don't want to, on the outside, you don't really face the choice of, you can either work for McDonald's for 3 years before you're allowed to work anywhere else, or you could just fake sick, and then you can work at
McDonald's forever.
an office. Like, that's not really a choice in the real world.
So what would happen is that they would, it's not like the guards have never seen this, okay? They know who's going to do what, and they've seen the patterns over and over again. So say your job was to have a number 10 bean can painted bright red that you wander around the compound picking up cigarette butts. Seriously, they had a drove of people doing this constantly, at least four or five dozen at any given time, any given day. And, yeah, that they want to clean prison compound, this is how you get it. Well, You do that one day, and you're like, well, this stinks.
I'll bet.
And some people are going to say, all right, I'm going to the medical, and I'm going to have a cough, and I'm going to avoid this work as much as I possibly can because it stinks. Sure enough, it does. Another person is going to apply themselves to the job and let the officer know that, hey, this stinks, but I'm going to do it because today's my day to do it. And so they do it really well. And then the officer's like, well, here's somebody that can apply themselves and go off and do some other job.
Get promoted?
Very quickly.
Okay.
Like within a week, okay. It was seriously possible. So yeah, these guys did it all. They thought they were getting away with something. And you knew these guys were going on to, you know, cause some trouble and have all kinds of. But this is, so there's always some human like this.
Sure. I think in general I'm bothered by the concept of prison labor.
You don't think people in prison should have to work?
Not the way they make them work, and not for the rates they're willing to pay them. Like, to me, it turns.
There were six people at the prison that I worked at that got paid.
Okay.
And the highest wage was $75 a month.
Yeah, I wouldn't work for that. Even in jail, I wouldn't do it.
Well, they have a confinement cell waiting for you.
That's fine.
Mortified Penguin?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of add so my take on it. Like I said, that system seemed to actually work, and the incentives were there, and people actually had health care. They didn't need some kind of reform. What actually I learned most of this from Dr. Long. What basically happened is that they disconnected. They didn't want these second rate, you know, what we would nowadays call, you know, I went to the Caribbean for med school kind of deal. All these doctors, they didn't want all these doctors to be trying to work for workers and compete for these good positions to give them contract work. And by the way, these people had low health care premiums that worked in these programs, and the government systematically took it away, gave it to by tax incentives, gave it to employer run system,
the
HMOs and the healthcare insurance companies, which actually really disincentivizes a lot of things. Took away the price and the price structure and the competition between the providers, and basically ruined the system. And now we're left with basically a lot of people want to make a lot of reforms that don't really ever cut to the real problems, which
See,
is, you know, some of the things.
You could probably use subpar doctors, even if, assuming that that's an accurate assessment, you could probably use them for a lot of things that competent doctors do waste their time doing. If you just need a script for Sudafed, who cares if the guy got a degree from the University of Phoenix? Now, yeah. you might not want to do brain surgery, but the people who could do brain surgery are wasting their time on silly things like that.
Yeah. You don't need an MD. You don't even maybe need an LPN. They're starting to come around, you know, at a snail's pace. But yeah, and this idea that the AMA artificially, you know, creates scarcity in the market for MDs, that you have to have an MD and pay MD rates to get, like you said, get a prescription for the most basic thing, for like a simple infection or, you know.
When you go there knowing what you need already, like, okay, doctor, give me a script for this. And you're like, all right, here, that'll be $200. Or maybe not to you, to the insurance company, whoever's paying it.
Yeah,
an anarchist writer actually wrote almost the exact same account, and they just pointed out all the different steps along the way that they've made the system work against people. But of course, you know, that's a lot of that's intentional, so that's not up for reform and it's not up for debate.
Right, and this is the thing is that you know, people who do not want single payer health care are painted as though they support what we have today. What we have today is terrible.
Yes,
probably worse than single pay health care.
But the what gets brought up at that point is, well, how would you fix it then?
Go to the impossible solution, meaning that it's impossible to get implemented.
Okay.
A blog, just search The Impossible Solution. It's at a blog called Of Two Minds. And they will show you that medicine in the free market was completely affordable just a few decades ago. Completely affordable, with proof, documentation. You don't want to hear it? That's because you want single-payer health care. But the fact is, there's no reason in the world. The government has forced these medical establishments to have all kinds of layers of bureaucracy, which you have to pay for. So those ladies behind the desk, That's your cost. It used to just be the doctor's wife billing.
That might be evidence that it's possible, but how do you get back to that point from here is always the question at hand.
How do you fix the United States' broken system? Yeah. You know, if I knew, no one would listen to me.
Markets are always harder than socialism. Implement.
Indeed. Free Talk Live, 855-450 free.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about balance of nature. Now, when it comes to medical costs, one of the ways you can cut down is lose some weight and have a good diet. And Balance of Nature will help you along with that. Just three of their fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules will get you 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And that's a lot of nutrition. It's not easy to always get the right amount of fruits and vegetables in your diet. They make it easy. You can go online right now, become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code FTL, balanceofnature.com. And I think we should briefly talk about some ways to save money on medicine, because you're not presented a lot of options out there.
So well, it's insurance. That's it.
Basically, you're covered up until 25 now. And
well, if your parents are, I don't want to say rich, but if your parents have their stuff together, you're covered up until 25.
Right. And some you could
if they like you.
Right. You could not be. And then you're covered from with Medicare from like 65 on up. So you're trying to cover those 40 years in between. Mostly those are traumatic stuff, things like, you know, broken bones maybe you could get. Usually you're not dealing with heart disease and cancer in this time frame. Just saying. So if you've got some time, and not every, sometimes it's an emergency, you got to go to the doctor, you got to get a bone set, you just can't wait. But if you have something that you have a little bit of time to plan, there's places like Medical Tourism in Bangkok, the Surgery Center of Oklahoma, which is free market, cash pay.
Nice.
And so much less costly. If you've, these are real solutions. You can go to Mexico and get some, you know, stuff done. You can get dental work done in Mexico a lot less than you can get it done in the United States. I get it. You want to be able to do your stuff in the United States. Well, our system's been just right ruined.
I want to be able to go to the dentist after work and be able to go to work tomorrow.
I hear you. And that's going to cost you. You know? But, some dentists do just cash, but others, you know, when you're dealing with insurance, it just drives the price up, up, up. Another thing to think about is drugs. If you just go to the local drugstore and you don't check with their discount program, you don't go online and find out what that drug costs in Canada if you were to ship it in, or from India if you were going to ship it in, well, yeah, you're going to pay top dollar.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
But a lot of times that top dollar is separated from the consumer because it goes through insurance anyway. Like, the insurance buffers the real cost of medicine to the end consumer.
And a lot of times, that's not even what the insurance is paying. So the list price will be $25 a pill. Insurance is paying $5, and you can get it from India for $2. So, that...
Right, but $25 is not the real price.
Right, but that's what you're going to have to pay if you just walk into Walmart and be like, or walk into Walgreens and be like, I have this prescription.
My blood pressure medication is like $10 a quarter.
Nice.
So, you know, like 3 months. To me, it's just not worth going in and, you know, going online and trying to get it from India or anything like that.
Well, yeah, it depends on what it is. If it's $25 a pill, get it from India.
Yeah.
If it's 10 cents a pill, just go to Walgreens.
Indeed. It's not even that. The number, 855-450-3733. Let's get back to the article.
All right. So we left off defining socialism and whether or not you know if you're a socialist, or can you be one without knowing it. It can be difficult to answer the question of what precisely socialism is because socialists themselves disagree over it.
Yes.
That is not surprising. Democrats disagree over what it means to be a Democrat, too. It's an abstract term that describes a diverse population with a lot of conflicting ideas.
So I was at the Tulsi Gabbard town hall event here in New Hampshire this week, and there was a
Trump Republican there talking about he doesn't like socialism. Socialism scares him. Now, Tulsi had just finished talking about how the government needs to get involved in everything you can possibly imagine.
Except war, because she's the anti-war candidate. Right?
Except as much war. Regime change wars.
Okay.
Whatever that means. So... look, and she's my candidate amongst the Democrats. I like her. I have the sign in my yard, but at least I understand what I'm supporting.
Okay.
But this Republican guy, I'm not sure what he thought. He said he's scared of socialism, and she says, well, I'm not a socialist. I believe in capitalism, but I believe in a robust social welfare system or social safety net.
Okay.
So.
Whatever that means.
Whatever it all means.
Under capitalism.
Some people call that socialism.
I'd probably be one of them. One popular perception repeated by Republican Senator Rand Paul in the case against socialism is that socialism is about government control of the means of production. That's how you defined it earlier, Mark. But that's pretty clearly wrong. Historically, many socialists consider themselves outright anarchists who want to get rid of government altogether.
Right. They want community ownership of the means of production. Let's go to Philip calling in from Georgia. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I heard you guys talk about, our healthcare system. Our healthcare system is not broken. We should not demonic our healthcare system. We should empower it every way possible. I'm a Republican. I'm true about small government and freedom of the people. But our healthcare system is being destroyed now by people that's trying to take it away from us.
I'd agree with you that the healthcare system is being destroyed. Now,
to get healthcare on my own, $800 a month.
$800, did you say?
$800 a month. And that was not dental. That was just regular health insurance.
And you're happy about that?
No, I don't think he is.
Well, because he said the healthcare system's not broken. Like, this is the healthcare system. If this is what we need to empower.
You know what happened? Now I'm paying $150 a month. So
okay.
You tell me. See, that's a conservative idea. Because conservative means you're putting money back in your pocket. I spend $15 a month on dental insurance.
What did you do to reduce that bill?
What did I do?
Yes.
I just needed to pay. I need to vote the right people in office.
You need to vote the right people in office to reduce your bill.
I have news for you, Philip.
And that's smaller government.
You've never voted anybody into office. never once. Voting, you haven't.
Really, really?
Yes.
And you think that Georgia is the only state that I've ever been in?
No, I'm telling you that no state have you ever voted anybody into office.
Are you saying that
in order to vote somebody into office, you would have had to be the one vote between two candidates that otherwise would have been tied. So,
do you know how many people it took for Trump to get in office?
Just 12,000. A few thousand, yeah.
12,000. 12,000 people.
But if it was 11,999, it would have been the same result. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parliament
in Iraq has taken the first step toward expelling the roughly 5,200 American troops there. Military forces are bracing for more violence following the killing of Iran's general Qassem Soleimani. Former commanding general and CIA director David Petraeus discussed the U.S.-Iranian standoff.
The real question for the United States is, will there be a diplomatic initiative that says, okay, look, this is not headed in a good direction. We truly do want to de-escalate. Everyone is going to lose if this continues to ratchet upward. Can we now sit down and talk about getting back to the nuclear agreement with addressing the concerns that the administration has had?
Petraeus was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab military group is responsible for killing three Americans, one service member, and two civilians in an attack on an airbase in southern Kenya. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, as in freedom. I want to tell you about betterplans.net. If you're sick and tired of Washington politicians making decisions about you and your family's health care, Obamacare, which was supposed to be affordable health care with a choice, has turned into high-priced insurance with very little choice. The team at betterplans.net believe there's a better way to do health insurance, and they figured it out. You can call them at 800-714-1802 and get a fast and free quote. The truth is that you can get affordable health care plans, plans that cost hundreds of dollars less per month. However, the first step is to become aware of how the wool is being pulled over your eyes. You can download their free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. See their sample pricing plans, every bit as good as the major provider plans, for as little as $145 per month for a single, and even greater savings for families and businesses. Gain access to educational videos and a free quote, plus your free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. Obamacare enrollment, well, I think the deadline is over, but you still can go check them out. Visit betterplans.net or call them at 800-714-1802.
Maybe that's what the caller was doing to save so much money on his.
It could be. Let's go back to Philip here. Philip's got more to say. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so you guys just hung up on me. That's fine, because this is not really free talk radio. It's in control of your hands. I was letting you know that I'm Republican and I am a conservative person, but we should not knock down our health care system.
What is our health care system? Which one are you referring to? Like the one we have today, the one we had 4 years ago, the one we had 8 years ago, the one when Bush... go ahead. Which
one? The one 10 years ago. The one 10 years ago, I was paying $800 a month.
Okay.
And that's not even for dental. That was just for medical.
Yep.
Now I'm paying $150 a month.
Are you, and you're attributing that to Trump. Is that... That's my question.
Not Trump. It's not. I tell you the truth, I don't mind Trump. I don't mind. But when I... Because I'm a truck driver. And I actually lost money last year during his little tax, you know, whatever he did. Because, you know, and he's going to take away my per diem. He's taking away a lot of stuff from us.
Well, I'm really curious about how you're saving the money. Like, it's a genuine question. Okay. If you were paying $800 and now you're paying $150, what changed in the healthcare system that allowed that change in your life personally?
Because there's a lot more choices out there now.
There's a lot less choices from 10 years ago.
Really? Really?
Well, you know, you're telling me,
because I was going with Aetna. Aetna was charging me $800 a month. Now I'm going with a smaller company that's charging me $150 a month. There's more competition out there. Don't get me wrong. I like competition. Competition creates more business for everybody.
Is this through the private market or just through the ACA marketplace?
No, it's with the Affordable Health Care Act. Don't get me wrong. I'm not the smartest, you know, person in the world, but I know when I see something good.
So, right, yeah, so what's the list price on that plan you have, though?
What
is the list price on that plan you have before the subsidies?
$150. It's like
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, and I can prove documents.
First of all, if you pay $150, the list price is not $150. So only one of those things is true, unless you're making a significant amount of money.
Well, you still got to compare it to the $800 that he was paying before. Like, what was the list price on that?
Right. I mean, it's hard to tell a guy who was paying $800. And by the way, those were the numbers that about 10 years ago I was paying. And we know BetterPlans.net is offering something like $150 a month. So I don't know the exact situation here, but I will say that on this program, we have never advocated for socialized medicine, meaning I wasn't advocating for it under the Bush administration when $3 out of every $4 was being spent by the American government. Now it's $7 out of $8. It's all socialized medicine. When you have to go back to the 1950s to find something like a free market.
I don't like the word socialized because you know what happened. It kind of they don't have their own mindset because.
Socialized is an accurate term. It's a socialization of the cost of medicine.
No, and when Trump says naturalization, we look at it as a different term, you know? So we shouldn't say that. We just should say we need our own opinions. We need to have an open market.
Well, let me ask you this. I asked a question to the other gentleman.
It's like having a dump next to be cream. You know, it creates a market, you know. So competition is good. It is. You know, it's good when we fight amongst each other.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is really important. When it comes to somebody else like me having to pay to subsidize somebody else like you's medicine and medical care, how... What's that?
I like the way you said that. But you know what happened? I actually been paying more taxes than you've been alive. So you...
How would you possibly know that?
Well, you know what happened? I know it for a fact. It's the way you're...
You know it for a fact. That sounds like you're accessing some unauthorized databases.
It's the way that you're using your language. And language is a very important key in our society. Why do you think we are the only English-speaking, you know, country trying to diverse the world?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's not true.
There's more Spanish people out there than United States English-speaking citizens. They are.
Maybe.
And you go ahead and look it up.
Okay.
But you shouldn't use your language in order to, you know, tear down our democracy.
How about this? Taxation is theft. How do you like that one?
You know what happened? You know why there's taxation? Do you know why?
Because people with big guns will shoot you if you don't give them your money. Is that the reason?
Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how much guns you have in the world, they still can't tear down our government.
Our government is guns. Mao Zedong said that the power of government comes out of the barrel of a gun.
What is the 45 going to do, or a 12-gauge Mossberg going to do to a missile?
Nothing. All right. So
nothing.
I should have said weapons instead of guns.
So you know what happened? The only reason that we have our Second Amendment is because that we wanted to protect our family.
Because brave men were willing to shoot their government center of mass. That's why.
No.
Yes. Oh, God. That's what happened. Red coat.
You are
bam.
Really radical.
Red coat.
You are
stab.
Really radical. So you're also telling me.
I'm telling you history.
What history has where it has a AK-47, not AK-47, an AR-14.
You are not a Republican, just so you know. If you're against the free market and health care and gun ownership, you're not a Republican.
No, I am. I definitely am. I want everybody to protect their
family. I don't care if you are. I just know what a Republican sounds like, and you don't sound like one.
Yes. You know
hey,
what
I appreciate
is?
The call, Phil. You've been on for 2 seconds
you,
now. Thank you.
Let me tell you something. It's
all right.
Small government. Small government.
Go ahead.
That way, that government doesn't get crazy and try to take over everybody.
Like healthcare.
We're well past
that's
that.
The call.
We're well past that.
Right. I mean, government's in everything.
Government
what's it not in?
ACA.
At this point, government's in everything but food. And it's giving farmers subsidies, too, to decide what, I mean, the fact that a pound of beef costs less than a pound of broccoli, let's be serious, folks.
Subsidies.
And what else could it possibly be? You can literally get a pound of chicken for less than you can get a pound of romaine lettuce for. That's what the chicken eats. How in the world? It's because of subsidies for corn, subsidies for meat products. It's all out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The government is in everything. There's no such thing as small government in America anymore. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live on the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about socialized health care here on Free Talk Live. And the one thing I want to say is I do not begrudge anyone for finding the lowest rates that you can for healthcare. That's why, one of our sponsors is BetterPlans.net, where you can get rates as low as $150 a month for insurance.
Which is what the caller said he was paying for his through the ACA.
I couldn't figure out where the caller was where he was getting his medicine. I wouldn't say that's verbatim. Okay. I believe he's paying $150. That's about all I can would say regarding that. I just don't know otherwise. But I mean, just because the system's messed up doesn't mean that that system is capitalism, all right? It doesn't mean it's a free market. It's not. It hasn't been for decades.
Yeah. I don't think he made that claim either, though.
No, I don't think he did either. That tends to be what comes around in these conversations. It's either socialism or capitalism, whatever capitalism is. I mean, I don't even like to use the term because it's not descriptive.
It's as loaded as socialism.
Right. These two terms are basically... That's why single payer is a good term for socialism, and a good place to look is single payer education. It's crappy in the United States. It gets kids educated, but my kid was homeschooled for, up till sixth grade. He could read real well. He could do math just fine. He'd probably pass the GED.
So one of the biggest complaints, if you want to get into that, one of the biggest complaints is that certain people aren't qualified to educate their children in a homeschool environment. You and your situation might be best for your son, but some people don't do well in the home.
But will they do better than a average or a median public school teacher? Because that's what you have to compare it to.
Right. Well, I don't know about a public school teacher, but I can say the public school system, I think it holds back educators. And it turns them into shiftless, unhappy bureaucrats. And it's the market maker. And 85% of American kids go to a public government school, and thus, that's all you have to do is, when you're competing, you're just competing with that.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let me tell you real quick about LibertyCon. We're heading there. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Great speakers that are just continuing to pile up there. John Mackey, the founder of Whole Foods, is going to be there. Vernon Smith, Nicholas Taleb is going to be there. There's still more. Visit LibertyCon.com for details on additional speakers and events, and use code FTL. Save $10 on your registration. $10 doesn't sound like much, but the tickets aren't much either. Student travel scholarships exist. And they're available, discounted rooms for students. Everyone is going to be at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. LibertyCon.com. Let's go to Steve, calling in from Vermont. There's more than one Steve, but that happens with the name Steve. Steve, in Vermont, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to kind of talk to you about some of the things that you were discussing when you were talking about Bernie's trip to Canada. And
Bernie's trip to Canada. I don't know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Bernie's trip to Canada, where it's pretty well televised about going to Canada and getting cheaper insulin. And you had made a comment about you get whatever insulin they give you.
Yeah, I would guess that.
That's a fallacy. I mean, that's a complete fallacy. What you're basically implying...
It's not a fallacy, it might be inaccurate.
It's a little bit of both, but it's what you're basically implying is that the people that went there who were going up there because they couldn't get insulin on their own were just really too stupid to find a deal in their own country.
Well, you can get insulin very inexpensive here in the United States.
Yes, I mean, but there's a difference. You can get the injectable insulin that is not long-lasting.
Right.
Well, we're talking about stuff like Lantus or Humalog or Novolog or things that basically are long-lasting insulin.
Okay.
You can't get those for cheap here because there's essentially a monopoly. There's two companies that control.
What about the Indian pharmacy online?
Doesn't matter what pharmacy you go to. The costs of it are controlled by the pharmaceutical company. Doesn't matter what pharmacy you go to. I can go to 100 different pharmacies, but it's the actual pharmaceutical company.
Right. No one here is arguing that the United States pharmaceutical costs aren't high because the market is unregulated. That's true. It's true. The costs for drugs in the United States are high, and there are ways to get them less costly. And among them is to go to Canada and get cheaper drugs. And in some cases, Democratic politicians are standing in the way, for instance, in Florida, where they just voted on this to allow people in Florida businesses to set up getting a pipeline of drugs from Canada. It was the Democratic politicians who were voting against it.
But that's just a pivot, because those companies that are providing insulin to Canada are the same companies that are here. Now,
right.
what needs to happen is our pharmaceutical the situation that allow pharmaceutical companies to charge so much more in this country and then sell the same products to other countries at a lesser rate is to remove their ability to do that here. Right now, the
price controls.
Price controls aren't going to be as effective.
Hold on. Let me finish my thought, and then you can go ahead.
Sure.
The,
go ahead.
The reason that our prices are so out of control here is that we are subsidizing the rest of the costs for the rest of the world.
Agreed.
The reason that these costs are, that they're able to sell those prices, sell it at such low prices elsewhere, is because we're basically subsidizing the rest of the world. I've looked at...
We're funding the R&D for the rest of the world. It's true.
100%. It's not just R&D. Not just R&D.
Well, the drug prices plummet after 17 years when the patent runs out. And
that's BS.
That's BS?
Yes, because Lantus, the company that makes Lantus and Humalog, all they do is they change the patent.
The government gives the patent to the pharmaceutical company. If there was no patent on these drugs, then you would have significantly lower costs.
Well, but then no one would do the R&D.
Yes, they would.
These loopholes need to be closed in the first place. And the R&D, that argument is BS, what we just talked about. They just changed the recipe a little bit so they can stretch out the extended cost.
The
and then a lot of the time, these the R&D is funded by our government anyway, because for grants that these corporations get and tax breaks and
well, you certainly won't hear me advocating for subsidies to Big Pharma. Not 1 minute.
And there's a difference between democratic socialism and socialism. And there's also a difference between Medicare for All and socialized Medicaid medicine. You're talking about a single-payer system versus which doesn't have the government taking over hospitals. It doesn't have them taking over who your doctor is. It doesn't have them doing any of that stuff. It's basically being a single-payer system, which is already in existence.
Costs of medicine have gone up in conjunction with it over the course of decades.
And it's continued to go up, but because of the profit system is out.
It's not profits, man. It's not profits. Yeah. It's bureaucracy.
You know, there's a company here, and it's a wonderful company. They employ a lot of people here that make very precise, like, screws for, like, you know, doing a pin in your knee or something in your spine. And those individual screws can go for $5,000-$6,000 a piece for a procedure. You can't tell me that things are not out of control.
Well, we're saying it is out of control.
Yeah, saying it's out of control.
It's out of control, but it's the regulations that are causing it to be out of control.
Right. It's not the pharmaceutical companies.
That's not
it's the
because
government.
Of regulation. That's pure gluttony.
It's the regulations that come through the government enforcing its rules through payments. So, for instance, if you have a doctor's office where they just take cash, he could do whatever he wants. If you have a doctor's office that accepts Medicare or Medicaid, there's all kinds of paperwork that needs to be filled out. That's the regulation.
They could also refuse to treat you as well if there's no regulation. That happened quite a while.
Yeah,
for quite a few people.
I imagine some of the people at the emergency rooms that have homeless people come and take an ambulance rides for the sniffles. I imagine they'd like to find some people that they couldn't treat.
You know, there's always people immediately jump to the worst case scenario when they talk about these things. But the reality is, we're not talking about worst case scenarios. Worst case scenarios, there are always going to be people who are going to take advantage of anything.
Well, what's the solution? If not price controls, if not removing regulations,
don't punish 90% of the people for 10% of the individual.
I didn't ask that.
The things that you propose would lessen coverage or lessen.
No, the thing I propose is free market.
For 90% of the people, what's that?
The thing
balance
I propose
of
is
nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking balance of nature. My energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.